The following is part of KRCB's Health Connections, an ongoing series of reports to promote community health and well-being in the North Bay.
The latest air quality rankings from the American Lung Association are out, and along with Marin, Sonoma County scored well.
The American Lung Association 2013 State of the Air Report looks at the number of unhealthy days for ozone and particle pollution for every county in California and across the country. Sonoma County did earn an A for both ozone and particle pollution, so we're pleased about that. But there may be hot spots of air pollution next to freeways and or next to houses that are burning wood, but there's a lot of wood smoke pollution.
Jenny Bard is the Lung Association's Regional Director for Programs and Advocacy in Santa Rosa. She notes that many of the people most at risk from these pollutants tend to live in those high-exposure areas.
Our most vulnerable populations are children and the elderly, those with chronic lung and heart disease, those with diabetes, and those that are low-income, because they tend to live in these areas that are more exposed to pollution sources due to affordable housing or other factors that prohibit them from being able to move to areas with cleaner air.
This is further reflected in the demographics of who is most affected by air quality-related diseases, such as asthma. So says Joel Irvis, Associate Director of RAMP, the Regional Asthma Management and Prevention Project based in Oakland.
Unfortunately, asthma provides plenty of examples of health disparities where certain groups disproportionately suffer from the disease. African Americans, for example, when compared to whites, they have 40% higher asthma prevalence, 4 times higher asthma emergency department and hospitalization rates, and 2 times higher death rates from asthma. For Hispanics, they have comparatively low asthma prevalence, but asthma hospitalization and emergency room visit rates are higher in Hispanics than in whites.
Statewide, the Lung Association reports that more than 33 million Californians, a whopping 89% of the state's population, live in areas that got a failing grade for at least one pollutant. Still, says Jenny Bard, things do appear to be getting better here in the North Bay.
We started looking at ozone pollution in 2000, so it's been about 14 years now, and we've seen about a 65% reduction in ozone pollution. For particle pollution, there's been about an 80% decline.
Much of this improvement can be attributed to such interventions as Spare the Air Days and tougher emission standards for motor vehicles. Irvis suggests that local communities can also take actions to boost air quality through their land planning choices.
Are new houses placed near busy roads? If so, do they have any air pollution mitigations like ventilation systems? Are we expanding our highways to accommodate more cars and more pollution? Or are we investing in good public transit? Are we designing our communities so where we live is near where we work, which means we drive less?
About 5 million Californians, 1 out of 8 in the state, have been diagnosed with asthma. But Bard says that is now a much more manageable condition.
You should be able to live a completely normal life with asthma. You should be able to participate in sports and do whatever you set your heart to. Asthma is an allergic reaction to environmental triggers, anything from pollen to air pollution to secondhand smoke, mold. These are things that can trigger an asthma attack, but if you don't have medication, don't understand how to avoid these triggers and manage an episode when it's happening, can send you to the hospital.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This has been a Health Connections report, making the connections for healthy communities.